Welcome to this week's episode of the Top Podcast. As always, I'm one of your hosts, Rob. Enjoy with me and my friends, Mike.
Rob's back. Rob's back. I don't have to do all the work anymore.
And Lou?
I can't sing very well. Hello.
I heard you boys were quite naughty when I was away, so looking for
it was mostly hot, Kyle. You're I exaggerated.
Well, each week we like to start off the pod with the icebreaker. What do you got for us, Mike?
So I was thinking about this today. This is less of an icebreaker, more of a general discussion topic. But I think I know both of your answers, but how true to your own, like your personality, do you feel like you come across when you're doing the podcast? Because for me, I feel like it's pretty authentic representation, but it's in this really weird scenario where it's like I don't have structured conversations to this extent anywhere else, and so I feel like there is this slight shift where I'm like I'm a little bit different. Like it's me, but it's also just vaguely tweaked. Do you feel like you guys do anything like that, or am I just like overly existential and crazy?
I'd say if you don't know me and I don't know you, I'm a lot more talkative on the pod because, you know, we're just chatting. But I am so awkward when it's like I'm in a place I don't know or a lot of people. I'm just like, hey, I'll just stay in the back here. I can be outgoing if need be, but as an introvert who's awkward, it's tough sometimes. It's tough on the streets.
I think in the beginning of the pod, I was a lot more just unadulterated me, but then, you know, editing took a long time.
It's true. save me about a day when you cut down those F-bombs.
So I don't really know. I feel like you guys could answer that better than honestly I could.
I guess that's a fair point.
Yeah.
Yeah, you definitely have made a point to like, I don't think it's insincere so much as like, we all kind of do make a point to like, hey, this is the ESRB is not the right term, but this is like the rating we kind of feel the pod should be kept at. And so we make a point to maintain that, where in reality we might just amongst ourselves be slightly more colorful perhaps. But yeah, I don't know. I just think it's interesting. Yeah, I love that drop. Yeah, I was just thinking about that. I was like, I'm curious, like I'd say it's like 95% just totally me, but then there's a little bit of a like, well, we're having a conversation, and so like I never have this type of conversation outside of the podcast, so it's not totally true to the actual experience of just like hanging out with me.
You don't
wait. And yet at the same time.
So you just ignore those texts I send you whenever we're hanging out where I have an itinerary of what we're going to talk about? You just ignore those?
I must, because I have no idea what you're talking about.
You guys are texting without me? Are we getting paid? We're probably making money and I don't even know it.
You're making all the money, Lou. We're not getting paid, you are.
Oh, shoot. Well, all right. What's the topic?
There we go. Move us along. Way to
so,
go.
So this week we're talking about our 10. Nope, not to see.
Threw monkey wrench.
Threw me off. You threw me off. We're talking about our top 3 favorite things to do outside, or as we like to say, top 10 ways to touch grass.
Oh, 10 again.
I think we can make it 10 by when we're done. We have to decide definitively as a group what the best one is, or what the ultimate outside activity is that we put on top of the other 9.
Definitely not campfire night, I'll tell you. Not coming anywhere close to my list.
That's, you know, we'll get there.
I didn't even think about camp. I mean, me pull some audibles. So Mike, what's your number 1?
So, you're going to have to wait and see like everybody else, Rob. But
what's your starting off one?
Like.
There you go. Hey, it's been a bit. It's been a minute.
It's been a minute. We're rusty.
That's too funny. Why is that so funny?
Just chomping at the bit.
I'm going to be honest. I don't think it's as funny as you seem to think it is, but I thought it was amusing.
It's good.
My number 3, perfectly timed, is a bonfire and some pipes. which is, to be fair, drastically different than Campfire Night at Bear Lake. But yeah, like, not even, doesn't even have to be like a huge bonfire, just like a little fire in the fire pit and some pipes or cigars or whatever your
tobacco pipes. You're just you know, clear up any question not, there.
Not crack.
Oh, no, no. Cocaine. Crack cocaine.
Cocaine. Okay. I like a little cocaine.
Yeah, tobacco pipes. Whatever your tobacco of choice is, and you hang around with the boys or the girls, you know, it seems less popular among the female population, but, you know, the more the merrier. You're welcome to join as well. And just, you know, puff and talk and sit in the circle and enjoy life.
A little bit of puff puff pass.
Well, that's a peace pipe. That's I don't own that specific shape of pipe yet, but someday.
What so you're obviously a pipe smoker instead of cigar. That's your preference for consuming tobacco?
It's my preference. I've recently come across a cigar that I enjoyed. I still don't think I liked it as much as a pipe, but I'm kind of like open to the idea that, like, I think there's this idea when you're smoking pipes that it's like, or excuse me, cigars, my apologies. When you're smoking cigars, there's this like kind of feel where it's like, I gotta be a man and I gotta smoke a man cigar. And frankly, I think man cigars taste like poop. And so there was a day where I was meeting up with Andrew and Jacob and Andrew's brother and first mate Dan for a movie. But I got there like, I got to the restaurant we were meeting at like an hour early, and my bike was completely dead. The battery had like no life. Andrew was going to give me a ride home. And so I was like, well, I can't go anywhere. It's snowing. I don't want to just sit in this casual dining restaurant for an hour waiting for him. I'm going to go to the cigar bar next door. And the bartender came out and was like, hey, you know, can I help you find anything? And I looked this woman dead in the eyes and I said, I want you to find me the sweetest, girliest cigar that you have. And she was like, I got you. Leather Rose. It's what I'm smoking right now. And I was like, that's the one. It was quite pleasant. And then me and Lou went to that cigar bar a little while later, and he can speak to it, but he seemed to enjoy it.
Yeah, it was good. Yeah,
you might like the White Monte Cristo. I know those are a sweeter cigar. If you don't want to, you know, okay. If you want to have some manliness to your name, but hey.
No, dude, put me in a dress and give me the girliest cigar you have. I'm fine with that.
With the red lipstick and everything.
Get her one that like the those old like long smoke draw things. You just put the cigar in, just start smoking it.
Oh, that actually sounds kind of fun. I did that one time where I stuck a cigar in a pipe, lit the cigar, and like pulled it from the pipe just to mess with Kyle and and the other guys. It was fun.
And for all your parents out there, this all started with his Sherlock Holmes costume when his mom got him a bubble pipe. So be wary. Yeah.
Halloween and like eighth grade. Got to watch out. They start young.
Hey, they don't have candy cigarettes anymore, so, you know, at least we cut off that.
We're getting somewhere.
Progress. Well, my number three, we kind of briefly touched on it as we were, you know, just kind of talking amongst ourselves before the pod. But one thing I think is superior outside as it's interior or indoor, probably is more how it's phrased, counterpart is swimming/hot tub. Like, just... When, I feel like whenever you go to an indoor pool, a hotel or whatever, it's always kind of humid and muggy. But, you know, there's nothing like a cool summer day. You're out in the pool. You get that slight breeze or lake if that's what you got. But just being in the water outside, there's something to it. And it's really nice.
Yeah, I think an indoor pool. So to be very specific, we had a family friend who had an indoor pool. So it wasn't like the indoor pool at the hotel, because that is very much a different vibe. But like if a nice indoor pool in the winter, if that thing's heated, real good. But I think in general, you're right. At pool, 85 degrees, sunscreen. I always forget sunscreen.
I don't.
I'm peeling literally right now. Like my leg looks like it's disgusting. I'm just shedding my skin like a snake because of Memorial Day still. But yeah, it's the best. Just sit by the pool, some friends, refreshing beverage, cook some food. It's hard to beat, man.
Especially, like, I feel like the hot tub, if it's a little cold, like, even if you get, like, 40 degrees a hot tub, so nice. You get the dichotomy of, like, cold and hot. Haven't done that in a while, but I do love it.
Have you ever done, like, a hot tub in the middle of winter outside?
I did. My uncle has a hot tub, so whenever he did, like, family Christmas parties there, we would do it in the middle of winter. But that was probably last time we did it.
Now, just hear me out. Pipes or cigars in the hot tub in the middle of winter.
I like it. I would like it if it wasn't my hot tub. Just the ash. Yeah, 100%.
We'll do it at an Airbnb sometime.
There you go. And you have to have the floating poker table too, you know.
People die in hot tubs, and that just sounds like somebody would die in a hot tub. All nicotined up.
I mean, yeah, but like, people die on trail and in cars and
people die. Homes. It is what it is. Yeah.
People die in their beds. What am I going to do? Not sleep?
Yep.
What am I going to do? Not smoke a cigar in my bed now?
I love that. That's good. Yeah, I should pet this jaguar. People die every day. People die. Yeah.
People die getting petting.
There's the old ancient wisdom of
petting cats.
Yeah.
People...
Why not?
The old ancient wisdom of you only live once.
YOLO.
How about you, Lou? Are you a big pool or hot tub guy?
I hate indoor pools, so I didn't even consider that being an option.
Definitely not an option for the what's your favorite thing to do outside.
That's a good point.
Podcast.
That's true.
That's a good point. It's just not an option in the sense of like something that I would ever do.
Yeah.
Ever. You know, like, I hate chlorine. It's not my jam. Yeah. I like it. It's good.
Would you rather swim in a lake than a pool then, since you don't like chlorine?
Yeah. Yeah, what's the other option? The ocean?
I guess you know?
Yeah, I wouldn't. I mean, I don't mind the ocean, but if you are not in the ocean and think about all the crazy stuff that's underneath you, I mean, you're living in denial.
Yeah, the ocean's fun, but I splash around in the relative shallows.
Yeah.
I'll get deeper than some, but yeah, you're right. There's monsters and aliens under there.
I'm straight.
Lake, that's where it's at. Well, Lou, what's your number three?
My number three is peeing outside.
He wasn't joking.
The madman did it.
I was not joking. I wasn't joking. My lawyer has referred that I speak very correctly when I share what I share. But I love peeing outside. And if it wasn't against the rules, and I wouldn't go to jail for certain situations, I would pee outside all the time. I would only pee outside.
Even in winter?
That's how I... Even in the...
I'll write your name.
I love it in the winter. Not in, like, North Dakota winter. That's for sure. I wouldn't do that. That'd be insane. But a crisp 32 degrees, boy... I can't tell you how much I enjoy it. I'm so sorry that the women in my life can't do it. They could. We can get, like, a wee-wee cup or whatever. That's what it's called?
I don't know. There's something for trails you can get.
Believe it's called the Go Girl.
Oh,
you Go Girl. Yeah.
Which, fantastic marketing. Just saying.
For sure. Yeah, I might buy that to my wife so we can pee outside together.
It's a bonding experience.
In your own property, surrounded by hedges.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
Yep.
It's true.
All I gotta say about that.
I didn't even think of the winter. You brought up the cold. For the most part, I didn't even really think of that. Man. We really could do a top 10 here.
It's less the cold. Yeah, there you go. Peeing outside while smoking a cigar in the hot tub with your boys.
There you go.
But not in the hot tub, right?
How about you get out of the hot tub first and then...
Are we peeing in the hot tub or not?
In this situation, yes. So I think I vote that this not be the ultimate outdoor activity.
All right. So before we get, what is it? What's restricted? Before we get age restricted, Mike, what's your number two?
Fair enough. My number two, this has been popping back into my life lately, and I'm so, so happy about it. Nine square.
In the air?
Nine square in the air, baby. For those who don't know, nine square is kind of like, it's like four square, but, you know, there's nine of them. And they are elevated up in the air, probably, I don't know, a little over 6 feet. And basically, the person in the middle will take the ball, and I will put a picture of my ideal nine square ball on the Instagram. You can go check it out. I like the maybe a little over a foot in diameter, like plastic balls that you get in the for like $4 or $5 in the big tub at Target or Walmart. You gotta like pull it through the ropes. But there's multiple balls you can play with, and you push the ball out from inside your square, and then it goes up in the air and it falls into somebody else's square, and they have to kind of volleyball bounce it out of their square into somebody else's square. And if the ball comes through your square and you fail to knock it back out and have it land in somebody else's square, whether that means it touches the ground or you knock it out of your square, but it just flies too far and it lands, you know, outside of the realm of play, you're out. You go to the back of the line and the line shifts back in, just like four square. You're trying to become the guy in the center, and it gets wicked competitive, and it is just so much fun. And I've been playing it with my small group at church lately. And I'm like kind of toying with the idea of being like, hey, if I get all the 4x4s myself, can I build a permanent court? Because I'm getting sick of putting that PVC thing up and down every week. So much fun. I could just play that game for hours.
And the PVC is just awful.
Yeah, it's not as good as ropes and hardwood.
Lou was always at the 9-square courts.
I was a big 9-square fan. I'm afraid that it's a young man sport at this point, but I'll have to try to see.
Nah, man, you just got to use that old man strength.
we don't have the dad strength.
I was in the center. I went up. I wasn't even looking. I just saw that the ball was coming, and I could, like, spike it. Like, it wasn't even going to land in my square. It was going clean over my square, but I was like, oh, it's just perfect. I went up. I spiked that bad boy right in Merciful's face. I didn't even realize. Just... right off the poor man's face, and I was like, I'm so buff. And I realized literally like the next day I was thinking about it, and I was like, oh, that probably hit him square in the nose, didn't it? And yeah, it did. So Merciful, you're probably not listening, but if you are, my bad, sorry. Not intentional, nothing personal.
I don't know, like Mike likes hitting people in the face at like church events and all that, you know, like Scott and everything. Yeah,
Scott, oh jeez. That was that's a story for another time.
That thing, I don't know if it's still huge, but when we were like counseling, that thing was always packed for every free time at camp.
Oh yeah, it was, yes, the best. It was. you had to wait in line a long time.
Did we lose him? Did we get that? Was it like 2014 or is that a little later? Or maybe it's like 2012, 2013.
It might have been after I graduated. I don't remember. Yeah, because I think Gaga Ball was the big thing when I was a senior. I think I might have played it once at the men's. I think I played it first at the men's retreat.
Mm-hmm.
And so like going from playing with all like full grown dudes to playing with high schoolers, I was like, this is a joke.
Mm-hmm. Then you'd always get that super tall, lengthy kid like my cousin, and just, oof.
Oh my gosh, yeah. Well, doesn't he also play volleyball, like semi-pro?
Yeah.
I think his last season was this season.
Yeah, I think he's so. Still... What were we going to say, Lou? Sorry, you cut off there.
Oh, 9-square was so popular at Bear Lake that the dirt underneath was wearing out. Like, mm-hmm. you were sinking in. They were leaving ruts everywhere. It was pretty crazy.
Yeah.
Felt like it was almost a pro circuit. I remember I went to college, and I was like, man, how are you so good at 9-square? I'm like, I don't know. I just played a lot during the summer.
Right? This is what I did for 6 straight weeks.
That and tetherball. That was it. Undefeated in tetherball.
Whoa.
Got that Napoleon Dynamite skill, you know?
I do. I do not have it, but I know exactly what you're talking about. Love that movie. Holds up so, so well.
I don't know about that one. Let us know down below. Do you think Napoleon Dynamite holds up? Yes or no? You don't think
it does? It holds up.
It's so different that it does hold up.
Yes, that's a great point. You see it as an adult who can analyze film now. I'm like, this is different, but I like it, and it's still funny.
Mm-hmm. My number two. I did just a few weeks ago. It was actually the reason I was gone for the pod. But I really like hiking, and I kind of didn't do it for like 8 years, but man, when we were out on the trail, I'm like, man, I miss this. It was just fun. You know, you go walk, you know, 6 to 8 miles. 12 was about my limit when we got there at the end of our 12-mile day. I'm just like, all right, that's about as far as I can go. But I just like being in, you know, nature and just walking and taking in the sights, or, you know, especially if you're like with people, like your friends and family that you just enjoy being around. It's just such a great time, and I love it. Then once you come and you're done hiking for the day, you can set up a campfire and smoke pipe or smoke some cigars or whatever.
That's true. Although your father-in-law would tell you that's outrageous because you have to carry the pipe, and that pipe probably weighs like more than 4 ounces, and tobacco is an added weight, the matches and a tan. It's ridiculous.
It's true. He is he tries to get it down to as little ounces as possible. It's crazy. Yeah.
Touch the sweater.
Has he done that to you?
Yeah, he did it right.
He does it so much, I can never keep track of who he's done it to.
Pick up this tent. Yeah. It's like 3 ounces.
My favorite is, I've been getting into nutrition, and, like, my primary thing is, like, all right, what's my, like, protein versus, like, how many calories is in this food item? He's doing a completely different thing where he's like trying to maximize calories per ounce. Mm-hmm. So it's just more about like how many calories can I pack into the lightest amount of, you know, carrying material. And I'm just like, I don't think two people could have any more different like goals.
But to be fair, that's when he's hiking. So you want those 100%. High calories. Yeah. I'm just letting people know. He's not just like, you know, on a regular Tuesday, be like,
he's doing a dirty bowl. Yeah,
and the answer is olive oil for calories per like weight ratio. So I guess some hardcore people will just only take olive oil for like if days on trail.
Oh, the poops would be crazy.
No, thank you. That's why you got a trowel.
Oh my gosh.
Have you guys been hiking at all?
Very little. Yeah. I don't mind the idea of a day hike. See, what you guys did, it was backpacking, yes.
Mm-hmm.
If I can sleep in my own bed, I'm happy to hit a trail, go for a walk, you know, hang out, talk, chit chat. But like, I like home cooked meals and a soft bed way, way too much. And I get it. You can get a good sleeping mat, but ultimately, I'm just. Not my thing.
Even if you got like a big tent and it was like day hikes, but you like slept on an inflatable mattress, you don't think you would enjoy it? You know, it kind of had a hub.
I think
a car to pack all the food and everything, you get, you know, coolers and all that.
Look, I think if the only scenario in which I realistically can ever see myself backpacking is if I get remarried and my wife is like, I really want to go do this. Then I'm like, okay, fine. Like, I like the hiking element. I can do something nice for you. But outside of a woman trying to talk me into it, I don't think that's ever going to happen.
Mm-hmm. Well, I love how oh, sorry. Go, Rob.
No, go for it.
Oh, it's just funny that, like, this podcast is PG. Like, it's
kind of.
It's just so funny to me. It's almost funnier not saying the things that we want to say.
I legitimately wasn't trying to imply anything in that particular instance.
All right. It sounds like you were straining not to say certain things, but.
No, I mean,
that's cool.
I assume in this instance that Rob's father-in-law is also the one dragging us out onto trail.
You know,
so, I'm like.
Degenerate.
Well, I feel like Rob's father-in-law also is the doing the things. I mean, we're just all going to pretend no, or what's going on here? Am I crazy?
Look, all I know is a tent can't be that light and that soundproof. I don't think that exists.
That's fair.
Yeah, not much insulation when it's your tent weighs a pound.
Oh, my gosh.
How about
it's
you,
funny
Lou?
That you chose that word.
Hiking, Lou.
I'm trying real hard, guys.
Have you been hiking? I know for a while, like, my group of friends were like, oh, yeah, we're going to go hiking. And then it kind of just fills it out. That was, like, the long break it took. But did you ever end up going hiking or anything like that?
No. That's so funny because during that time, I was training to hike with you guys. Mm-hmm. I was on the Stairmaster, like, busting my balls. No, that's not the right words. I'm sticking with it, though.
That works.
Busting my balls.
The first time I've wished we were in a video format because I made a face when you said that.
And then I got the sad text message. I was like, oh, I guess I don't need to get in shape anymore for no other reason.
Hey, next year. We'll get it.
Next year. Hey, next year. Do I hike? No, I like day trips as well. But I am interested in hiking.
Mm-hmm.
But I do like a warm bed and a hot meal. Which I have been thinking about since you sent that text message. I have been thinking about being the cook for the trip and all the foods that we can eat.
I will say my in-laws, they didn't, come up with it, but they discovered that you could, not freeze dry, but dehydrate meals, and then you just pour hot water in them. And man, that is so much better than just beef jerky after a day of hiking. It was so good. I'm going to grab some recipes from them before we go on the trail.
Pretty cool.
Another plus is the star watching when you're hiking, because you're usually out away from, the city light. On this trip was the first time I actually saw, the Milky Way out. You could see it just from standing. It was fantastic. But Lou, what's your number two?
Number two, I started doing last summer, so pretty much a year ago. I like reading outside. I'm a big fan.
It's a good one.
Hammock.
Yeah. So you got a hammock?
Hammock. No, my family... bought a really nice outdoor, couch. And right when there's a certain temperature, there's a certain time in the day in the summer, where it's just perfect, where the light hits just perfectly, and it's not too hot. I really enjoyed that time. It was a good...
You doing it now, or you still have to get a little warmer?
I haven't done it. I haven't picked it up again yet. I just bought The Name of the Wind. I think that's what the book is called.
Ooh, yes.
And so I'm getting into that, and then I'm reading First Corinthians. Those are probably the two books that I'll pick up outside very soon.
I have a question about the accent with Corinthians.
Corinthians.
I don't actually have a question. I'm just curious. What was that?
First Corinthians? Did I say it right? Corinthians?
Oh, you said it right. It was just like, it was like you said it with an accent. Like it was pronounced correctly. Yeah, but you were like, First Corinthians.
Oh, I think I just stumbled on my words.
Oh, so I thought you were trying to be silly. My bad.
Wow, wait a minute. Call him out, jerk.
No. No. Damn, what did you just say that was super funny and I laughed my butt off about?
When you're breaking your balls? Are you busting his balls?
No, Mike? That was what he said. It was, I don't remember. We'll have to find out when we re-listen.
Yeah.
It was up at the start.
Yeah. Reading outside. I noticed that, I was talking to Megan, who listens to the podcast. Shout out to Megan. She was like, you're the only guy that I know that actually reads. I was like, oh, no.
You?
Yeah.
Every day we get further away from God.
Well, it's funny because for the first half of the podcast, he was like, I don't read.
Yeah, well, I picked it up. I read now.
You're the one person, Yeah.
It's true. I listen to audiobooks, so I don't actually read them. One day I'll learn how to read, but not this day.
I mean, I love reading. It just hurts my eyes.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, rub it in, why don't you?
I was thinking about I should subscribe you some books that are just
We'll give them the large font. Get the large font versions.
Well, the large font's just annoying because you either need the page to be gigantic and then it's awkward to hold, or you get a weird number of words per page and it's just kind of awkward there too.
It's just so funny because the first time, after getting to know you, when you were so close to the screen for video games, I immediately thought, this guy's an idiot. What's wrong with this guy?
A lot, but that one's not his fault.
I just feel so bad. I went to straight idiot to not blind.
I mean, I have people on a regular basis be like, oh, we just always forget that you're blind. And if you don't know that someone's visually impaired and they're sitting as close to the screen as I tend to, it's a perfectly reasonable assumption that that person's going to fry their eyeballs out. Like,
the best thing was
I can't
that
get too mad at you.
His daughter started looking at phones as close as he did, just because she picked up on it from him always looking at his phones right to his face. He's like, all right, you can back the phone up a little bit. You know, you don't have to, don't be smelling it.
Does it.
And I'll take this time. Join our Discord, link down below. We are reading The Wager. It's a book about shipwreck, mutiny. I don't know if there's cannibalism in there, but we'll find out. And according to Pokemon Trainer Cantwell, it is wild. So he, my man's like, he said, I don't know which book's going to win. I'm going to read all of them. That's basically what he did. So he read like Shutter Island, that, and I think he's working on another one. So man's nice. A fiend. So Megan, there's two people that read The Wager.
The Wager. Nice.
I think it is a historical book. But Mike, what's your number one?
My number one, and it's very, very close to one of yours, but I feel like you did just enough to distinguish it, is it's more fun when Rob's not there.
Facts. I hate that guy.
It's a beach day. that joke's funny for like four people, but for those four people, it absolutely killed. Yeah, my favorite thing to do outside is on a nice hot summer day. Go to the beach, a beach that has a public grill, or a private beach that has a grill. A grill I can use. Cook up a bunch of chicken and bratwurst, and everybody brings some sides and cooler full of beverages, and play some frisbee and get in the water, play some frisbee in the water. It's just, I absolutely love it. I think it's I like spending time with my friends in that environment, and it just feels like summer to me when you're spending the day at the beach.
Objection! Oh, wait, sorry. It should be.
Oh, my Atlanta.
That's...
Yes!
Hell yeah!
I mean, mine's basically the same thing. I just put, like, hanging out with the boys. That's basically what you're talking about, except at the beach. I put bonus points if you're on a boat. It's the same type of thing.
Oh,
there's
well,
just, yeah, there's just something fun to hanging out with your friends. I will say it's a sweet spot for me. I don't like being out in the sun, so as long as there's shade, we're good. But especially if it's like 70s, man, I love just hanging out. If you're on a boat, cracking a few cold ones with the boys or whatever. I'm not a big fisher guy, but I love just hanging out and talking to people when they're fishing. So I'm all about it.
Yeah, 100%. And for those who are very confused by the joke, once upon a time, Becca, Rob's wife. Rob's now wife, during this upon a time, it was just Becca. She texted me. She was like, hey, you want to send out the bat signal and see if people want to do beach day? And I was like, absolutely. Rob's back in town. Should I invite Rob? And Becca just stonewalled goes, I think I'd have more fun if Rob wasn't there. I was like, oh, all right. Sorry about that. I guess since this was your idea, I will not invite him. And then she married the guy. So
it's on her.
Way to go, Becca.
What the heck, Becca? Are you having more fun now? Huh?
How about you, Lou? What's your number one?
My number one? Is it number ones already?
Yep.
Okay. My number one is... Ooh, I'm going to do... I recently enjoyed training outside.
Ooh.
My buddy has a really, really nice gym, and it's in his garage. And sometimes we bring the weights out, and we'll get a little pump in. And, I sound like a douchebag. Can I say that word? No?
Yeah.
Yes?
You already did.
PG-13.
PG-13? I sound like a douchebag, but, I'm not doing it in front of anybody other than his dogs. So I feel like it's okay.
Ah, the boys. I get you.
Yeah.
So if Lou was in California, he'd be one of those beach lifters.
That's exactly.
I feel like Hal's Manly Men or whatever it is from Malcolm in the Middle.
Yes, dude, that was exactly what came to mind. So, Lou, what is a good PO box for the listeners to start sending the oil that you rub on yourself to get extra glistening while you work out outside?
I mean, I feel like that's for people who struggle tanning, and I don't struggle to tan, so
we gotta be
like a oil.
No, I mean, so the problem is Diddy has just ruined baby oil as a phrase. I started to say it, and then I was like, and I got scared, and I spun off, but like. It's like a thing, like you oil up and then it like it makes the curvature and the height variation in your muscles.
Brother, I knew pronounced. Exactly. I knew exactly what you said. I just avoided the question.
Whoops.
I've worked out in the garage. Oh. Can't say I've ever really brought the weights outside, though.
Yeah, I mean, even having the garage
door open with the nice breeze, yeah.
Yeah, nice. I like it a lot.
I was going to ask if you're starting, doing some football training again, pushing the sled outside or whatever.
Yeah, different vibe.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, different vibe.
All right, any quick honorable mentions?
We got to determine what the ultimate outside activity is first.
I was going to do honorable mentions then.
Oh, sorry. I see. That's a perfectly reasonable way to do things. No. Well, actually, low-key, though.
F you.
I take it back. I do have one. Lou, this is genuinely not a joke. I like mowing the lawn.
Yeah, that's cool.
Like,
how many of them? 20? 20 a day? 18 hours? Like,
just one. Just
every
one,
other week.
Like every other week, I hit the backyard. It's a good time. Take the shirt off. Get some sun. It's fun. I like it.
Oh, you're one of those guys.
Yes, I am. So here's the thing. I hung out with some people from church Memorial Day, and I got the most wicked tank top tan you've ever seen in your life. I look like 2/3 of a pint of Neapolitan ice cream. I need to even that bad boy out.
With some black, or what's going on? With some brown?
Well, no, it's white and red. I need to just make it all the same shade.
You need
shade.
To make it... Well, can
I don't even care if it's all burnt. I just want to be burnt evenly.
You can get, like, one of those mirrors or whatever. Just go out there and sit out in the sun.
No, just for mowing the grass. 40 minutes out in the sun. Nice, healthy amount.
You got any honorable mentions, Lou?
I like taking naps outside. You just got to be careful, because... It can get sun? Dangerous. Yeah, because of the sun.
That's some more enacting. I love me a good nap out in the grass and everything.
That's fair. Anything with a frisbee?
I like ultimate. Yeah, it's been a while, so we'll see if I could play it in my old age, but
When are you playing it?
Oh, never. I don't know. Maybe back when we're going back home.
It'd be fun if we get an ultimate going.
There we go. Top podcast meetup. Ultimate Frisbee. I'm trying to think of what Ben said in Parks and Rec, but I don't remember, so not that clever. Toss some disc, bro. I don't know. Mike, Ultimate Frisbee, yay or nay?
It's not my ideal Frisbee activity, but I enjoy it. Played with the high schoolers at church the other week. Got punched in the face, had my favorite pair of sunglasses broke. It was a good time.
You just like playing catch? Like, what do you?
No, we're playing ultimate.
No, I'm saying, what's your preferred way though?
Oh, yeah, catch or like can jam. Honestly, I like being far apart at the lake. That was something me and my uncle did once, where you'd like just chuck it way into the lake, and then the guy in the lake would try and catch it in the waves. It was a good time.
Social distancing wasn't a problem for you, was it?
No, not at all.
Okay.
Now, having to wipe down and sanitize the disc every time you caught it, that was a real pain in the ass.
That's what the water's for,
It's like, so you would be out in the water and your uncle would be throwing a frisbee at you?
Or vice versa. Like, one of us would be out in the sandbar and, like, you'd be dodging waves and stuff, and then the frisbee would come and you'd try and chase it down, but you're in the sandbar, so you're having to, like, high knee it, and then you always end up having to dive for it.
I have a feeling.
Every now and then you'd catch it.
I have a feeling it wasn't as exciting as you're making it sound.
I mean, it was fun for us. We enjoyed it immensely. I don't think it'd be a good spectator sport, but like...
I just think like that's what dogs are really into, and I could just picture you, like throwing frisbees,
Let us know down below what dog is each of us. Let's know. Let's get our dog comparisons.
I actually really like that question. Not even to farm. I just want to know what people think.
Yeah.
Just like, it's just a bad word for all of us. Three female dogs.
All right. So I think we all had like some form of hanging out. So a patio, so then Luke can read and we can, just hang out through stuff. What else is part of this ultimate thing?
Thinking it's got to be at a beach house with a nice deck.
Lake house.
Lake house with a nice nice deck.
There you go, with the grill on the deck.
Grill on the deck.
Grill on the deck, yeah.
Bonfire pit, like maybe one of the metal bowl ones that you can do on the deck.
And a boat.
And
What are we missing for Lou?
I can pee anywhere, there? So...
yeah.
Got the lake, nice, you got the
private
sand.
Private alcove specifically for peeing off the deck.
Have a pee tree.
A pee tree. Dude, I tell you what, I miss the bush at a certain unnamed person's party pad where the line would be long for the bathroom, all the girls would be in line for the bathroom, and all the dudes would just go pee into this bush.
Together?
Yep.
Sometimes.
Good place to strike up a conversation, you know.
Legitimately, I've had some good talks peeing into the bush.
It's like, why do you think we're here?
And the nutrient, like that bush was healthy. The best one, let me tell you.
Pee kills trees. Plants, by the way.
Not that tree.
Not if you're hydrated enough. Come on.
Oh, there we go. I mean, it seems like you guys were hydrated based off.
It was not me. I just helped.
Rob and I were actually very consistently. We'd have a few, and then Rob more consistently than myself. But I definitely employ this technique. And then just start refilling you'd make sure your can was, you'd get a can and not a bottle. And then you just keep refilling it at the tap with water.
Mm-hmm.
And then people wouldn't keep like trying to hand you a new beer. And so you could just have a responsible, fun night, and let the other morons get totally blasted.
That's true.
And every now and then somebody would catch you and they'd be like, dude, you're a genius. And you'd be like, yeah. And you're not going to remember we had this conversation tomorrow.
All right. Well, there we go. If anyone, any listeners can fit us, has an Airbnb that we can get all those things for their summer party, we'll do a summer pod at your place. Budget pending. But we'll see how much Lou gets us for this pod. But I want to know for next week. It was recently announced that the U.S. government is going to stop minting pennies. So I want to know, what are your top three things that young kids now or in the recent future just wouldn't get from back in the day? And it can be positive or negative. So I want to know, what are things? What's our uphill both ways in the rain? What's our penny candies? And its dollar menu is going to be that answer. But, you know,
no,
that's what I want to know.
Yeah, sad day.
Yeah. I think my wife went to McDonald's. She's like, I paid $7 for a McDouble and a drink. I'm like, oh my goodness.
Yeah, it's insane.
That is. But I'd like to thank you all for listening to this week's episode of the Top Podcast. If you're watching on YouTube, please give us a like, comment, subscribe. Let us know what type of dogs you are nicely, please. Unless Mike doesn't care if you're nice, but Flu and I, we're sensitive with our feelings.
I will cry.
I just put on a good show. If you're on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, be sure to check the comments and also leave it there. We got some people chilling over there. Let us know what your favorite things to do outside. How do you touch grass? Touch, not other things with grass, for all you know who you are out there. But other than that, thank you all for listening. Catch you next week. Peace.
The boys are back, baby.
The boys are back in town.